I'm speaking to Mark Tran, the Guardian's porter specialising in international affairs, who's outside the Libyan embassy. Mark, set the scene for us.
Okay, so we're in Knightsbridge, across the road from the embassy, because there's not enough room on the pavement just outside of the embassy. So there are about a few hundred protesters. As you can probably hear, they've been quite noisy, chanting "Down with the Gaddafi," "Out Gaddafi, out," and they're waving flags. And they've come from all over the country, from Glasgow, Manchester, Cardiff, and they are obviously demonstrating as other people have in the Middle East. And I'm standing with one of the protesters. He's come all the way from Glasgow. So I'll hand you over to him.
Okay.
And you can ask him why he's here. Hello.
Hello. So this is Abdu Razek, I believe. And Abdu, could you explain your journey today then? Apparently you've come from Glasgow.
Well, I left Scotland last night and had an overstay in Manchester.
Yeah.
Last night, and I travelled this morning to London.
And how was the protest organised? How did you hear about it to then travel down?
It was well advertised in advance, and some a lot of the Libyan sites and the net. There's a quite number of Libyan sites available for us to go and see. The problem is a lot of the Libyan sites have been kind of closed down by the Libyan regime. Because this was publishing things against him. So they were actually, all of these Libyan sites are down at the moment against Gaddafi.
And you, are you from Libya originally?
Yes, I am.
And how, so how important was it for you to come down today?
Sorry, can you repeat this? The noise is very loud and it's very difficult to hear you.
Don't worry, I was just saying, how important was it for you to come down to London and protest today?
How easy?
How important?
How important? Very important indeed. It's very important. We need to voice kind of our opinions now. The problem is we stayed so long on the kind of the background and don't state anything again. And we're destroying the country for 42 years. So it's about time we kind of make that known to people abroad, especially Western government, that at the moment there seem to be in his side, for example.
And do you have family in Libya?
The noise is really loud.
Okay. Well, in that case, Abdu, we'll maybe speak to you a bit later on. But for now, thanks for speaking, because you're breaking up a bit. But thanks very much.
Thanks for your time.